This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jonathan Shanzer, Executive Director, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about the Israeli strike on Doha, the capital of Qatar. Jonathan and I have both visited Doha and seen the fact that the buildings are supported by a very small number of Qataris and a great number of guest workers who are not given access to citizenship. The country is supported by an enormous and unquenching thirst for energy around the world, especially their natural gas. Wealthy is not adequate for the word. This is the money printer. However, they've used that money in a sinister fashion for many years, perhaps because they thought if they did not, the money would be taken from them, perhaps because they believe in what they're supporting, which is Hamas, the Taliban. Jonathan will explain. The strike on the Hamas leadership in Doha is also a strike on the leadership in Qatar. More of this tonight.
I think so. And I think that, first of all, the cat's out of the bag here. Everybody right now, anyone who's been watching the news, should have no doubt of the fact that the Qataris have been sponsoring and harboring Hamas. Now, this goes back now for more than a decade. It actually dates back to 2011 when the Hamas leadership left the Assad regime in Syria. They couldn't stomach the slaughter of the Sunnis and the Palestinians that were taking place in Syria. So they moved to Doha. They found a welcoming regime there. And the regime, beginning in 2018, began sending $30 million a month to the Hamas leadership in the Gaza Strip. They actually helped Hamas prepare for the slaughter of October 7th, 2023. The top external leaders of Hamas have all been based there. This is who the Israelis were trying to target. And I think, John, what's really important to understand is that it's not just Hamas. The Qataris have sponsored the Taliban. They have sheltered Al-Qaeda figures and ISIS figures. They are the headquarters, or one of two headquarters, of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, of course, a radical movement that spans the entire Middle East. The Qataris are not a force for moderation in the Middle East. The Israelis, I think, through their attack today, have given voice to that concern in ways that allegations and even evidence have really not been able to sway the West in years past. I think the conversation is inexorably shifting to the fact that the Qataris are state sponsors of terrorism, and it is now upon the West, the United States, perhaps some European countries, to grapple with this and to determine the path forward for the Qataris should they continue to support these radical actors on their soil.
Jonathan.